Father, we have no choice. Yesterday, another child died. The day before, his grandmother. The cold grows more bitter every day, yet... His son pauses. I'm not certain it is the cold, so much as the darkness, Father. The cold is killing their bodies. But it is the darkness that is killing their spirit. Balthazar is right. We must leave now, while we still have strength enough to make the journey. Standing outside in the dark hallway, I listen, observe, and wait for the king's reply. From Balthazar, Remembrances of My Homeland, a journal chronicling the last days of Cairn Telest, kept by the necromancer to the king. But the old man does not immediately respond. He sits on a throne of gold, decorated with diamonds large as a man's fist, raised up on a dais overlooking a huge hall made of polished marble. He can see very little of the hall. Most of it is lost in shadow. A gas lamp, sputtering and hissing on the floor at his feet, gives off only a dim and feeble light. Shivering, the old king hunches his shoulders deeper into the fur robes he has piled over and around him. He slides himself nearer the front edge of the throne, nearer the gas lamp, although he knows he will extract no warmth from the flickering flame. I believe it is the comfort of the light he seeks. His son is right. The darkness is killing us.
Once there was a time, the old king says, when the lights in the palace burned all night long. We danced all night long. We'd grow too hot with the dancing, and we'd run outside the palace walls, run out into the streets beneath the cavern ceiling where it was cool, and we'd throw ourselves into the soft grass and laugh and laugh. He paused. Your mother loved to dance.
Yes, father, I remember.
His son's voice is soft and patient. Edmund knows his father is not rambling. He knows the king has made a decision, the only one he can make. He knows that his father is now saying goodbye.
The orchestra was over there.
The old king lifts a gnarled finger, points to a corner of the hall shrouded in deep darkness.
They'd play all during the sleep half of the cycle, drinking par fruit wine to keep the fire in their blood. Of course, they all got drunk. By the end of the cycle, half of them weren't playing the same music as the other half, but that didn't matter to us. It only made us laugh more. We laughed a lot, then.
The old man hums to himself, a melody of his youth. I have been standing in the shadows of the hall all this time, watching the scene through a crack in the nearly closed door. I decide that it is time to make my presence known, if only to Edmund. It is beneath my dignity to snoop. I summon a servant, send it to the king with an irrelevant message. The door creaks open. A draft of chill air wafts through the hall, nearly dousing the flame of the gas lamp. The servant shambles into the hall, its shuffling footfalls leaving behind whispering echoes in the all but empty palace. Edmund raises a warding hand, motions the servant to withdraw, but he glances out the door, acknowledges my presence with a slight nod, and silently bids me wait for him. He does not need to speak or do more than that nod of the head. He and I know each other so well, we can communicate without words. The servant withdraws, its ambling footsteps taking it back out. It starts to shut the door, but I quietly stop it, send it away. The old king has noticed the servant's entrance and exit, although he pretends that he doesn't. Old age has few prerogatives, few luxuries. Indulging oneself in eccentricities is one of them. Indulging oneself in memory, another. The old man sighs, looks down at the golden throne on which he sits. His gaze shifts to a throne that stands next to his, a throne done on a smaller scale, meant for a woman's smaller frame, a throne that has long been empty. Perhaps he sees himself, his youthful body strong and tall, leaning over to whisper in her ear, their hands reaching out to each other. Their hands were clasped together always, whenever they were near. He holds her hand sometimes now, but that hand is chill, colder than the cold pervading our world. The chill hand destroys the past for him. He doesn't go to her much now. He prefers memory.